RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. For many years, Alice and her family have teased Phil about his Indian blood. But tonight, Phil finds out there is a surprising advantage in being an Indian. More about that later. But now a word from RCA Victor. At the David Sarnoff Research Center in Princeton, New Jersey, the nation's foremost center of electronic research, new products and services are constantly created by discovery and invention. The most recent achievement of RCA Research is a completely new circuit system for television. This fundamentally different circuit system, an electronic supercharger, now brings you television with picture power. And now, RCA Victor introduces 21-inch super sets with picture power. Take the new RCA Victor Suffolk, for example. With this 21-inch set, you'll enjoy the sharpest, most detailed big pictures you've ever seen. In the city, in the country, in any television area, you get best reception possible, thanks to picture power. And the Suffolk is a beauty. Its colonial-style console cabinet reflects the time-honored craftsmanship for which RCA Victor is famous. So, ask for the Suffolk, a new superset with picture power. Brought to you by RCA Victor, cornerstone of home entertainment for three generations. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Bill Harris. The Harris children have been studying the American Indian at school. Being of Indian blood, Phil was elated when the children told him about it, because at last they had brought home the one subject he knew something about. As we look in, he is teaching the girls the ways of his noble ancestor.
Ugh, war council called to order. Our little papooses ready?
Ugh, we ready. Sure and begone.
Stop ringing in your mother's family. Concentrate on mine.
Philip, will you please let me up? I don't...
Bless your cotton-picking mouth, Pale.
I got a little southern blood in me, too. Now, we start Cherokee ceremony. I beat Tom Tom. Phyllis, you make 'em war chant. Okay, baby Alice, you start 'em ritual.
Ugh, me start 'em. How me doing?
No, no, Alice. That's no way to take the scalp off a man. You gotta go with the grain, not against it. Here, I'll show you.
Philip, let go of my hand.
All right, keep quiet. I'm only using a rubber knife. Seems a shame, too. He's such a perfect subject for a real one.
Daddy, I can't seem to get the knack of this.
All right, Alice, all right. This is the man's job anyway. Now, look. We will now take up the burning at the stake lesson. You arrange the twigs around the victim's legs like this. Stand still, Joe. Then you rub two sticks together and...
Mr. Harris.
What do you want?
Will you please untie me? I gotta deliver the rest of my mail.
Look, you can do that later. Now, look, kids. In order to get a good blaze going...
Harris, don't you dare light those twigs.
Why not?
You can't burn me. I'm government property.
So what? I pay my taxes. Stand still, Joe. Look, you
Harry,
start
you're not really going to do this. Please, you're not going to do this to
and
me.
And stop sweating. If you get too wet, you won't burn good. Besides, I'm not going to light it. I'm just going to show
now,
you those...
Phil, what are you doing? Phil Harris, untie the mailman immediately.
Oh, all right. Let him go, Phyllis.
I'll fix you, Harris. Next time you send away for a space patrol signal sender, I won't deliver it.
Forehead. Look, we don't need him anyway. Baby Alice, go out front and see if we caught him anybody in Buffalo Trap.
Will do, almighty chief.
Oh, Phil, will you and the children please stop talking like that? Willie, are you all right? Did they hurt you?
They hurt me plenty, Princess Wahoppy.
Princess Wahoppy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Philip told me that's your name in Indian.
Well, what does it mean?
That's Cherokee for princes with loaded wampum belt.
Now, Phil, I don't want to hear any more of this Indian talk. I'm tired of
it. Well, I'm not. I'm proud of being an Indian, and I think my children should know all about the glorious heritage of the American aboriginal.
What was that word?
American. What are you, a foreigner or something?
Philip, why don't you stop bragging about being an Indian? I don't believe you have a drop of Indian blood in you.
I do, too.
Well, if you have, it can't be much. I doubt if it's more than 1/16.
I got a lot more than that.
How much?
I'm a full fifth.
A full fifth?
Give or take a jigger or two.
Phil, take that feathered headdress off. And go in the house and wash that war paint off your face.
Not yet, not yet. First, I have to give the kids their bow and arrow lesson. Now then, kids, you hold the bow like this, pull the arrow back, and...
Phil, don't shoot that thing around here. It's dangerous.
Please, I know what I'm doing. You pull it back and shoot it straight up in the air like this.
Where'd it go, Daddy?
I don't know. I lost sight of it.
Hey, Curly, where are you? I came over to...
Stop already, Remley, stop. It was a short arrow. It couldn't have gone in that far.
What are you trying to do to me? Come over here and bend over to pick up your newspaper and you start shooting arrows at me.
All right, Frankie, I'm sorry. Where'd it hit you?
Never mind.
Well, are you hurt?
No. Fortunately, I was wearing my bulletproof shorts.
Well, just as long as you're not hurt. Bulletproof shorts? Remley, do you always wear bulletproof shorts?
Oh, yeah. I live in a tough neighborhood. Never know when I might get caught in a running gunfight between two midgets. I just came Oh, Curly, why don't you go to a doctor and have it taken care of?
Have what taken care of?
Every year around this time, your face turns plaid and feathers start growing out of your head. You look like a molting mallard. What are you made up for?
Mr. Remley, have you forgotten? This is November, and I'm wearing the full regalia for the annual ceremonies of my tribe.
Well, time certainly flies. Just think, it's Cherokee Eve already. Okay. I haven't done my shopping yet. I haven't even ordered my wigwam.
You can stop now, Remley.
What's Cherokee Eve without a lighted teepee?
I said you can break it up now.
This year I'm going to stay up and watch Sitting Bull come down the chimney.
I don't think that's very nice of you, making fun of me just because I'm an Indian. You should have respect for other people's ancestors. I don't make fun of yours. Never once did I say a nasty thing about Blubber Remley.
Who's Blubber Remley?
His Eskimo grandfather.
Hey, that reminds me, it's only 3 weeks to Aurora Borealis Day. I promised to send Grandpa a prefabricated igloo.
Look, Remley, let's forget about your no-account grandfather.
What do you mean, no-account? He had talent. Granddaddy was the Eskimo who taught the penguins to say, smoke cool, smoke cool. Oh. Curly, there are no people like the Eskimos. They got a great culture. They've written some wonderful music.
Oh, they can't touch the songs written by the Indians. Songs like Pale Moon, Indian Love Call, Waters of the Minnetonka, and Loch Lomond.
Those are as nothing compared to the music written by the Eskimos.
What music?
Such famous songs as, I'll be down to get you in a kayak, honey. Blubber, come back to me. And father's been out in the cold too long. He came home stiff last night.
Yeah, those are cute tones.
You
very cute, yeah. But we Indians have one of the best that has ever been written.
Which one?
Pull up an icicle and sit down. Listen to this.
Hey, Mama's on the warpath. Mama's fighting mad. Mama's boiling, yes, Mama's on the warpath. Poor Papa got it bad. He's in bad, very bad, awful bad. Mama's on the warpath. Papa's leaving town, 'cause he's learned that when Mama's on the warpath, it just ain't safe to be around. Get away, get away. So if he runs away, he may live to fight another day. Before she throws him out, you can hear poor Papa yell and shout, take to the hills whenever Mama's on that warpath. Papa's laying low, 'cause he knows that when Mama's on the warpath, poor Papa, better blow, brother, blow, better blow, brother, blow. Mama's on that warpath. Mama wears the pants, 'cause in our house when Mama's on the warpath, poor Papa ain't got a chance, not a chance, not a prayer, he's kaput. Mama's on the warpath. Papa's in the jam, and he knows that if Mama's on the warpath, he better take it on the lam, better scram on the lam. Well, Papa's got a hunch, Mama's saving up that Sunday punch. She likes him black and blue, so there's only one thing Pop can do. Take to the hills whenever Mama's on that warpath. Give her lots of room, 'cause as Pop says, when Mama's on the warpath, she's really riding on a broom. Boom, 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 she's a witch on a broom. Poor Papa's got a hunch, Mama's saving up her Sunday punch. She likes him black and blue, so there's only one thing Pop can do. Take to the hills whenever Mama's on that warpath. Give her lots of room, 'cause as Pop says, when Mama's on the warpath, she's really riding on a broom.
Great song of Redskin. You like them?
Oh, Phil, if you don't stop talking like an Indian, I'll scream.
Honey, I'm proud of being an Indian. You're just jealous because you're not one.
I have no desire to be an Indian. I'm happy the way I am.
Indians do have one advantage, Alice. They don't have to pay any income tax.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. Would you mind repeating that last beautiful sentence?
Sure. Indians are wards of the government, and they don't have to pay any taxes.
We don't? Hey, what do you say to that, pale-faced bride of mine?
Who you calling pale-faced? Me, Princess Big Refund.
Ugh.
Hey, Remley, are you sure of this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do I go to check on it?
Downtown at the Federal Building. Come on, I'll drive you down in my dog sled. Mush, mush. Well, Curly, we'll soon find out if you have to pay taxes or not.
Well, Remley, I certainly hope you're right. You know something? If us Indians don't have to pay taxes, I'm going to save a lot of dough. Not only that, they'll have to refund me everything I've paid in.
Oh, Phil, I don't like your attitude. You should be happy to pay your taxes like everybody else is. Why, no, I'm glad to pay mine no matter how much the government asks.
What's the matter with her, Curly?
On the way down, we made a sharp turn. She hit her head against the lamppost. Hey, Remley, wait a minute. Hey, kids, here's the office of the Collector of Internal Revenue. Look, you two wait here. I'm going in and get my money back.
Right.
Pardon me, is this...
How do you do, sir? Welcome to the Bureau of Internal Revenue. Come right
in. Get your hand out of my pocket.
Just checking to see if you have anything left, and you have, you rascal, you. Yes, you've got $28 in your big fat wallet.
How do you know?
On the way in, you broke the electric beam that turns on the X-ray machine.
You can see what I got on me?
Yes, you have $28, a scar on your thigh, and you're wearing jockey shorts that are a size too small for you.
Be darned.
and your appendix are in bad shape.
Oh, how do you like my gallstone?
I've seen better. Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, yeah, I want to talk to you about my income taxes.
And what about this?
I'm here to get some money back.
Oh, what you say. Guards, lock the door. There's a madman loose.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not a madman. Look, I just... Well, answer me one question. Do Indians have to pay taxes?
No, providing you can prove you're an Indian, and if you
That's all I want to know. I can prove it. Which way is it to the I can prove I'm an Indian department?
Well, they might have a record of your birth across the hall in the Bureau of Vital Statistics.
Well, thanks, mister.
Before you go, tell me, are you really an Indian?
Yeah.
Say something in Indian.
Carpets from the looms of Mohawk. Carpets from the looms of Mohawk.
Oh, you said me! Sing it again!
Never mind. Hey, look, mister, put my money in a paper bag. I'm going to be back for it. Hey, Remley, you're right. Them Indians don't have to pay no taxes.
Oh, good, good. You get your money back?
No, not yet. First, I got to go across the hall and just prove I'm an Indian. That's all. Come on.
All right.
How do you do, sir?
What may I do for you?
Well, a guy across the hall wants me to prove I'm an Indian. How do I do it?
Why don't you ride your friend in bareback?
Don't the government hire any straight men anymore? Look, mister, just give me something to show I'm an Indian, huh?
How about a Mohican haircut?
Oh, this is all I need. A wise I can prove I'm an Indian clerk. This is beautiful. Look, Claude, I'm an Indian, and I want you to give me some papers to prove it.
Well, first I'll have to have some identification. Who are you?
You mean you don't know me? Everybody knows me. My face is famous.
Well, you do look familiar, but... Oh, of course, I know where I've seen you before.
You do?
Oh, certainly. Your profile is on the radiator of my wife's Pontiac.
That's my Uncle Tonto. I pose exclusively for the Buffalo Nickel. Now, will you get my birth certificate?
Very well, I'll get your birth certificate. What is your name?
Philip Harris.
Okay, I'll look it up. By the way, miss, aren't you Alice Faye?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I love to hear you on the radio. Would you do me a big favor and sing for me?
Oh, well, I'd rather not. You see, I hate to sing in public places, and besides, the only song I know is Getting to Know You.
Well, how does that go?
Something like this. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely, you are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know
you,
getting to feel free and easy. When I am with
getting
to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
It's our pleasure to make your humble acquaintance.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Hey, haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy
because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I went through all the files, and I can't find a record of an Indian baby named Philip Harris.
But, mister, you gotta have one. How else can I prove to the income tax department that I'm an Indian?
Well, you could have an affidavit signed to that effect by impartial witnesses.
Oh, I'll sign it.
Well, I'm sorry, madam. His wife is not acceptable as a witness.
Oh, all right. Then I can get other witnesses. Frankie can be one. And let's see, who else can
I... Hiya, Mr. Harris. I brought the groceries.
To the federal building?
Well, you wasn't home. I was afraid this ice cream would melt.
All right. Will you cut it out? Now, what are you here for?
I come down to get my birth certificate. I need it for school.
Why?
My teacher won't believe I was born.
That figures.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Well, look, Julius, it's this way. You see, as soon as I get a couple of witnesses to sign in front of this guy, I can get some money back from the guy across the hall because I'm an Indian.
Ah!
I tell you that as soon... Wait a minute, kid. I'm in trouble, and you can help me. Will you be my witness?
Sure.
Good. Hey, mister, I got my witness. Go ahead, question him.
Very well. Son, do you know this man?
Yes, Your Honor, and it wasn't Mr. Harris's fault when he knocked down that defenseless old man. Once he had him down, he had to kick him to keep him quiet.
What are you talking about? I didn't kick no old man.
So it was an old lady. As I was saying, this beast pulled out a knife and went berserk. It was a terrible sight.
Wait a minute. I didn't stab nobody.
How can you stand there with that bloody stiletto under your coat and say that? This man...
Julia, stop it. I'm not on trial for murder.
Give me time. I'm working up to it.
Look, Julius, I just want you and Frankie to tell this man that I'm an Indian.
Okay. He's an Indian, mister.
How do you know?
I was there when he was born. I'll never forget what his father said when he first saw this boy. He took one look at him and said, "Pipe the papoose on this papoose."
Stop it, Julius. I should have known better than to ask you. Look, Frank.
Hmm? Yes.
Look, be a buddy, will you? You know me a long time. Tell the man.
Of course, chum. Anything for you. What information you want, mister?
Is this man an Indian?
How should I know? I wasn't there when he was born.
Let's check with somebody who was there when he was born. How about your mother, Mr. Harris?
That wouldn't help. She wasn't there either.
His mother wasn't there? Well, this may sound like a stupid question. But I'm going to ask it anyway. If I say his mother wasn't there... Then how was he born?
Didn't you ever hear the stork? You better have a talk with your old man.
All right. Look, I've had enough of this. Now, mister, there must be a birth record of an Indian baby named Wonga Philip Harris.
Oh, Wonga Philip Harris. Wonga. Oh, yes, it seems to me I saw one. Oh, yes, here it is.
Well, it lost.
Well...
Yes, you might say that. Now, according... according to this, you are a full-blooded Cherokee. Is that true?
Yes.
Where's your permit to be off the reservation?
What permit? Just give me the birth certificate so I don't have to pay no more taxes.
The only Indians who are exempt from taxes are those living on a reservation.
You mean if I live on a reservation, I don't have to pay any taxes? Oh, Alice...
I ain't going.
I guess you're right. It ain't worth it. Look, I'm sorry I started this whole thing. Come on, honey, let's go home.
Hey, just a moment, Harris. I'm glad you're still here. I want to talk to you.
Ooh, the tax collector. What do you want to talk to me about?
Your tax returns for 1947, 48, 49, and 50. I've been checking them since you came in, and... Ooh, you've been a naughty boy!
What do you mean? Ooh, I paid my taxes.
Yes, but those deductions for entertainment. Look at this one for $30,000 for martini olives.
Martinis? Just a moment, Wonga. Do you drink?
I toast a brave now and then.
I heard that. Indians are not allowed to drink, and you're under arrest, Thunderbird.
Who are you?
I'm from the FBI. This is a federal offense.
Wait a minute. You mean you're going to arrest me for taking a drink?
Not only you, but the man who supplied you with this whiskey. Now, who sold it to you?
Oh, nobody sold it to me.
They didn't. That's all I want to know.
Who are you?
Chief of the Revenuers. Where have you got your still?
I ain't got no still. I'm talking about
you. Phil, I'll get you out of this. Gentlemen, you can't arrest my husband. You see, he's not really an Indian. He just said he was.
That's right. I just said that to get out of paying my taxes.
This is where I come in.
Who are you?
Treasury Department.
Oh, no.
This is an attempt to defraud the government.
Alice, you had to open your big blonde mouth. Look, mister, you can't arrest me. I'm innocent.
Innocent, he says. We've got you for evasion of taxes, defrauding the government, running a still, and impersonating an Indian.
And don't forget the old lady he stabbed.
Wait.
This may seem insignificant, gentlemen, but he drives a car without a license, too.
Henry, will you shut your tater trap? Now, look, they're going to send me to jail.
Only for 99 years? Take him away, boy!
Now, wait a minute, fellas, please, wait a minute. Before you take me away, can I talk to my wife, Alice?
Yes?
Will you wait for me, darling?
For 99 years?
Well, why not, dear? When I get out, I'll only be 144, and... you'll be 109 and... Gee whiz, honey, we'll have our whole life ahead of us. We'll make a fresh start in a town like the Vigoro Johnson or something. We'll have a...
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Take them individually, and they're terrific. Put them together, Dinah Shore and Tony Martin, on one RCA Victor record, and you've got a tremendous hit. Manhattan, written by Rodgers and Hart as a Honey, with a lilting musical background by Henry René's orchestra and a duet by Dinah Shore and Tony Martin, Manhattan has everything that makes a smash hit. It's got clever lyrics, a wonderful melody. You won't want to miss Manhattan. And on the reverse side of Manhattan, RCA Victor has come up with another fine number. Dinah Shore and Tony Martin team up again with a novelty song, If You Catch a Little Cold, I'll Sneeze for You. These two great tunes are back-to-back on this single RCA Victor record. And it's available now at record dealers everywhere. Dinah Shore, Tony Martin singing Manhattan, and If You Catch a Little Cold on RCA Victor Records.
Yes, put them together. Phil Harris and Mario Lanza, and you've got a terrific rec... No. This is Phil again. Folks, Alice and I'll be seeing many of you in Omaha, Nebraska this Wednesday and Thursday. We leave tonight for the world premiere of the Republic Studios picture, The Wild Blue Yonder. Along with Wendell Corey, Vera Ruber-Alston, Forrest Tucker, Grant Withers, Estrelita, and many others of the cast. The picture is the story of the B-29s, and we're proud that General LeMay is inviting us all to be the guest at the great air base of the Strategic Air Command, which has its headquarters in Omaha. Well, I've just about lost that up all I can, haven't I? And incidentally, we'll be visiting Boys Town, too. I've got to get that tooth fixed. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This program is produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or record, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television.
Theater Guild on the Air stars Jane Powell and John Lund next on NBC.